Parthenon and moments on the Hudson River line. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swinging Harlem tunes, and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory. And strictly entrenew, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo. And thank you so much. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory. And strictly entrenew, darling, how are you? And how are all the little dreams that never did come true? Awfully glad I met you. Cheerio and toodaloo. And thank you.
Well, that's a song, of course, that we associate with Bob Hope more than probably anybody else. But that was Ray Anthony in his orchestra, with vocals coming from the Belvederes. And apart from anything else, I like their gin. Very good morning to you. Welcome to Beagley at Night, after our week off from last week, so we're all raring to go and stuff. And the good news, well, I hope it's good news, all the usual things in all the usual places, and we sort of do like that. Let me just dial the number to see what time it is, and then we can have the next song. One more. Here we go.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1937.
Riding high. wrong. Our love never will die. How am I riding? I'm riding high.
Royal Canadians there with Riding High, originally performed by Ethel Merman back in 1936. And she also had the first release of that song as well with Fairchild and Carroll and their orchestra. And that's all I can tell you about that. I'm trying to remember where the song actually came from, but it's totally... gone from my memory, but I can tell you it was definitely Cole Porter. So how have you been since I was with you last? Well, I've been fine, say 2 weeks. I don't think an awful lot has actually happened in that 2 weeks, certainly not worth talking about, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, there's been a lot going on around the world, but we don't worry about things like that. We just settle back and enjoy the music and whatever else we've got coming up for you. We're going to have some songs from Bing Crosby fairly shortly, but before that, here's the great Betty Driver.
What more can I say? I love you, I do. If you went away, I'd be lonesome and blue. You're one in a million and it's not even two. What more can I say? What I wouldn't do for you, honey child. If you only knew, you're driving me wild. I love you, I love you. And it's putting it mild. What more can I say? I walk in my sleep, I talk in my sleep, all about you, all wants I do. I shout and I rave, my heart won't behave. In fact, I'm going crazy over you, because you're lovely to kiss, you're lovely to hold. You're more than a dream, more precious than gold. I want you, I need you, now my story's told. What more can I say? This little piggy went to market, and this little piggy stayed home. But this little piggy was a boogly boogly piggy, and he pooky pooky'd all the way home. Now this little piggy had roast beef, and this little piggy had none. But this little piggy was a boogly boogly piggy, and he did the lindy all the way home. Oink, oink, a piggly piggy pig, oink, oink, a boogly woogie boogie, oink, 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 the boogly boogly piggly went. Oink, ah, ah, this little piggy fed the chopsticks. This piggy thought that was so divine. But this little piggy was a careful little piggy, and he pooky pooked all of the time. Your daring, your darling, your lovely. And that's what I mean when I say Rosa Day, Rosa Day. You're my filicadoosie, cinnamaroosie, ball that all the bumps do the bumps do the bumps do the bumps do the
beautiful stuff. Betty Driver, of course, from her Hot Pot fame on Coronation Street, and of course, oh, so much more. And actually, it would have been her birthday last week, if memory serves me correctly, and she would be 104. Yeah, so there you go. But great songs there from Betty Driver. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, RB. Time now for three songs from Mr. Bing Crosby. And to start it off, all I have to do is say the two magic words, Bing, sing.
I'm a-walking down the track, I got tears in my eyes, trying to read a letter from my home. If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. I'll pawn you my watch and I'll pawn you my chain, I'll pawn you my gold watch and chain. If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. The train I ride on is 100 coaches long, you can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If that train runs right, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. If my woman tells me so, then I'll railroad no more, but I'll sidetrack my train and go home. If that wheeler runs me right, I'll be home tomorrow night, 'cause I'm 900 miles from my home. And I hate to hear that lonesome whistle blow. Hey, 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 ooh, hoodle, hey, ooh, hey, 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 ooh, hey, 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 hey.
Has patriotism gone out of fashion? Some seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our home with passion, but now we seem to shy away from it instead. I think it's time we hit the nail right on the head.
This is a great country, a great country, so let's shout it clear and loud.
Shout it loud.
Take a look in your history book and you'll see why we should be proud.
Be proud, hats off.
Hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
This is a great country, a great country, so let's shout it clear and loud. Take a look in your history book, and you'll know why we should be proud. So hats off.
Hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave? Impossible.
Do you know a better flag?
Forget it.
There is no better flag
to
dark, till the tune ends, we're dancing in the dark. And it soon ends, we're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone, looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together, dancing in the dark. What though love is old, what though song is old, through them we can be young. Hear this part of mine, make yours part of mine, dear one, tell me that we're. Waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. And we can face the music together, dancing in the dark.
And that was the title, Dancing in the Dark, from Bing Crosby with Victor Young. And before that, This Is a Great Country, Bing Crosby and Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians, and 900 Miles started off that little threesome, all from Bing Crosby. Played the middle one there, This Is a Great Country, because this past weekend, it's been Memorial Weekend here in the United States. There's been a lot of flag waving going around, so I thought, you know, just it seems a little bit apt. We'll have some more from Bing Crosby around about the same time next week, all being well.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios, the fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Time to pop over to Germany now and say good morning to Holger, and go to Holger's house for another song. And he sent us a gooden this week, as he does every week. I'm not totally sure how to pronounce this. Kinderkauft ucht einen Sonnenstich is from 1939. Evelyn Konecki, let's have a go.
Liebe, geht's euch den Magen, hört dich die Leute sagen.
Wenn ich ein Radieschen wär, liebtest du mich sicher sehr.
Denn um dich zu verführen, ließ ich dich mir servieren.
Dass ich kein Radieschen bin,
das macht mir trüb und schwer den Sinn.
Oh Leo, hallo, weinen macht nicht froh.
Kinder, kauft euch einen Sonnenstich. Einen ganz kleinen bekommt man leicht, so einen, der über den Winter reicht. Kinder, macht es gerade so wie ich.
In allen Zonen haben Millionen längst sich einen Stich bestellt. Denn das normal sein kann sehr fatal sein,
weil man damals aus dem Rahmen fällt.
Jawohl, 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 jawohl.
Kinder, kauft euch einen Sonnenstich.
Einen ganz kleinen bekommt man leicht, so einen, der man bitter reicht.
Kinder macht es gerade so wie ich.
In allen Zonen haben Millionen längst sich einen Stich bestellt. Wenn das normal sein kann, der fatal sein, weil man damit aus dem Rahmen fällt. Wär ich doch dein alter, schwarzer Füllfederhalter, ich schrieb dir auf dein Papier.
Liebst du, liebst du, liebst du mir?
Und diese wichtige Frage schriebe ich alle Tage. Manchmal machte ich zum Schluss
nen Klecks und das heißt Gruß und Kuss.
Hallo, jo, hallo, weine macht dich froh.
Kinder, kauft euch einen Sonnenstich.
Einen ganz kleinen bekommt man leicht, so einen, der über den Winter reicht.
Kinder, macht es gerade so wie ich.
In allen Zonen haben Millionen längst sich einen Stich bestellt. Wenn das normal sein kann, der fatal sein, weil man damit aus dem Rahmen fällt.
Sonnenstich. Kinder, macht es gerade so wie ich.
Wenn das normal sein kann, der fatal sein, weil man damit aus dem Rahmen fällt.
Beautiful stuff. Evelyn Konecki there with Kinderhaft like einen Sonnenstich from 1949. I'm sorry, it's the best I can do. I've been off for 2 weeks, so I'm sort of like out of practice. But Holger, great song. Thank you very much indeed. Really did enjoy hearing that. And we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week, all being well. Right now, given the time in Germany, which is an hour ahead of the UK, Holger, get up to bed right now. Have a good night's sleep. I will leave you in the capable hands, Holger, of this lady. Here's Adelaide Hall.
Oh, ain't it a shame about a man? She has only herself to blame. She can't go to the pictures in Hooligan's Grove. No corned beef and cabbage is cooked on her stove. She married Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame for men? Now, ain't it a shame about men? Now she lost all her spark and flame. She wears sables instead of a skirt and a blouse, and has to keep shoes on when she's in the house. She married Sir Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame for me? And she has to be social, has to go to the nightclubs, has to dance like a Cuban and still act like a lady. Oh, to think that a child of Michael O'Grady would marry some Reginald, what's his name? Ain't it a shame about me? She has to talk fancy and eat caviar and look like those pictures in Harper's Bazaar and try to find happiness just the same. Ain't it a shame? Look what she did. Ain't it a shame?
singer, Adelaide Hall. She was American, but she really had a UK-based career. Very, very great singer, and that was called Ain't It a Shame About Mame. You're listening to Bigley at Night with me, RB, and... I sort of feel a bit weird about not being here last week. I do apologize about that. But I have to say thank you so much for everybody that joined in with the Pay to Play Day last week. I believe the last figure I saw was that we had actually received over £3,000, which is just great from all of our listeners. So thank you for that. Well, not all of our listeners are great. The ones that sent money, well, you're just a little bit more great. Am I getting myself into trouble here? You know what I mean. And you know, we've got to do everything that we can to keep this great radio station going. It is just as simple as that. So if you did pledge last week, thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. We've got a Big List Big Three coming up in just a few minutes time. To take us there, it's going to be Joe Stafford.
Cross my pillow as soft as the will o' the wisp, and in its song there is sadness because there's no you. The lonely autumn trees, how softly they're sighing. For summer is dying, they know that in my heart there's no gladness because there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, how lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture. And from that day, nevermore will I say, there's no you. The park that we walked in, the garden we talked in, lonesome they seem in the fall. The stormy clouds hover and falling leaves cover our favorite nook in the wall. In spring we'll meet again. We'll kiss and recapture the summertime rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say, there's no you.
Joe Stafford along with Paul Weston's orchestra, and There's No You from 1945. It's just gone exactly 30 minutes and, well, 10 seconds now into the programmes, and we're pretty much on schedule, which is good time for Beagle's Big Three. And I want to say good morning to Trudy in Yeovil, who has suggested this morning's artist, and it is somebody that we do play quite often here, actually, on Beagle at night. And she's also quite popular amongst all the listeners as well. So, Trudy, thank you so much for suggesting Ruth Etting, and she's left the selection up to me. So, Trudy, I hope you approve. We're going to start off with a great song called I've lost my page here. What do we do on a dewy day? And then we're going to have a 10-cent dance, and then we'll join Sam, the old accordion man.
Bad days, I just adore 'em. Bad days, I'm crazy for 'em. When there's mist around, up on the ground. I like blue funny weather, don't like too sunny weather with sweet sweetie mine. I can't enjoy my time. All we do is go out walking when the sun shines bright and gay. But what do we do? What do we do on a dewy day? All we do is lots of talking on a moonlight night in May. But what do we do? What do we do on a dewy day? Do we love? Do we play? Do we hug just a little bit, kiss just a little bit, boy? I'll say, when the parlor's warm and cozy and the old folks are away, then what do we do? What do we do on a dewy day?
Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for a ticket and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes, I'm there to closing time. Dance and be merry, it's only a dime. 10 cents a dance, that's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums. Loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are breaking my eardrums. Customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dime.
Just making folks happy. This musical man is a one-man band. Folks have to love him for making them glad. He don't play melody, just plays blue harmonies, just like nobody ever had. He just plays chords that make you feel grand. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. His dreamy chords remind you of heaven, and they're real chords according to Dixieland. In the evening, by the moonlight, when the sun goes down, how those lovers, levee lovers, love to hang around. He just plays chords like nobody can. They call him Sam, the old accordion man. Old chords, new chords, funny old blue chords, morning, night, and noon. They call him Sam, the old accordion man.
marvelous stuff. It was Trudy in Yeovil who suggested Ruth Etting as Beagle's Big Three this week. I chose the songs. I hope you like them. The one that we just heard, Sam, the old accordion man, 10 cents a dance in the middle. And we started off with What Do We Do on a Do-Do-Do-y Day. Trudy, thank you so much for that. I do enjoy Ruth Etting immensely, so very nice to hear. And I really appreciate you making the suggestion. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then all you have to do is email me, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the songs, that's fine. You can do that. More than happy with that. Or I'm happy to choose them for you if you would prefer. And if you don't have access to email, then you can always give the office a call during regular office hours, well, Angel office hours, on 0800 014 1955, and if you ask them to pass a message on to me, they will do it. It's as simple as that. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, and it is Beagle at Night. Time now for Tell Me a Story, and the story that we're going to hear this week is the story from an actor who is talking about a show that they are going to be in, or are in actually, in San Diego. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I thought I would play a little bit from What's My Line. They're going to see if they can guess the actress, which just happens to be the same actress. Well, I've sort of given it away, but you know what I mean. Have a listen and enjoy.
And now the special feature of our program, the appearance of our mystery celebrity, for which the panel is always blindfolded, as you know. Blindfold in place, panel?
Yes, yes, sir.
Will you enter Mystery Challenger and sign in, please? As you know, panel, different form of questioning, one question at a time, moving clockwise, and we'll begin with Robert Q. Lewis.
Thank you, John. May I assume, mystery guest, that you are in the entertainment world?
Oui.
Miss Kilgallen?
Are you a movie actress?
Ah, mon cher, je t'aime passionné, mon de tout mon cœur.
What?
Come into me.
Can't hear a word you're saying.
What? Oui.
Oui, Mr. Sir.
Do you ever sing for your supper?
Un peu.
What was that? A little in French? Is that on purr?
Yeah. Miss Francis?
Have you appeared in the Broadway musical theater?
Oh, monsieur, c'est une passion, mon cœur. Comme de petite enfant, c'est ma première aussi.
Must be Baby Peggy.
Yes. Mr. Lewis.
I have a hunch. I'm going to go for it. Are you currently starring in one of the great musicals on Broadway? The greatest, I would say.
Yes.
May I guess?
Yes.
Is it Carol Channing?
Yes. Miss Carol, I think that all the description was very apt. I think that Howard Dolly is probably going to run the until
forever.
Channing, what do you think of your reception in San Diego?
Oh, weren't they a nice audience? They were just as warm and friendly as could be. I guess that's the joy, Harold Keene, of going on the road. You know, of traveling the show. We left far before we were supposed to in New York, but I wanted to. I put it in my contract before we ever came into New York that if we traveled, that I would go that I would be the one to go on the road. I wanted to tour all the key cities because it is so rewarding. People seem so much more grateful. You know, it seems as if we came to their own living rooms, their own homes.
This is a brand new company, isn't it, here?
Yes, it is. I'm the only one from the New York company. This is
How does it compare with the New York company?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're going to be fine. They're going to be even better, maybe.
Were they all recruited here in Southern California?
Some from New York, some from... Gower Champion organized them all. So he got them from everywhere. He's very fussy that way, you know. But isn't it wonderful to bring a Gara champion first-rate show to two different people around the United States?
Are you going to tour with the company all over the United States or just stay with it on the West Coast?
I will be in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and after that I don't know where because they're still negotiating for London, England. So we may go right to London.
You got your real start on the stage here in Southern California after being turned down on Broadway, isn't that right?
That's right.
This is sort of a lucky place for you.
I tried and tried in New York, and then I came back. Well, I was born and raised in San Francisco, so I came back to California and worked there. And then Londoner, a little review there by Charles Gaynor. Well, Gower Champion directed that. We've been trying to work together again ever since.
And this is the first time since then?
Yes, but Marge Champion insisted. She said Gower had got to see Carol, and there weren't any more parts. And she said, Gower, I don't care. You have to see Carol. And I knocked on everyone's door. No one would pay any attention to me but Marge Champion. And she just squeezed me into that review, and Gower gave me more and more parts until I finally had most of the parts when we went to New York. And then the critics gave it their Critics Circle Award, and Gower got awards, and we all did. And then they took me out of that for Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
You probably know that Hello, Dolly set an 8-day gross record for San Diego for any show that has been here for 8 days or will be here for eight days.
And what a beautiful auditorium. This wasn't here when I was here before. It's only here a few months, isn't it? Oh, it's gorgeous here. We have our matinee tomorrow. They put in extra. No show ever had so many matinees in 1 week. We've got one every day except Friday.
And everyone sold out.
Yes.
Every performance sold out.
Yes. Do you know the Broadway Theater League gave me these flowers? Aren't they beautiful? That's the San Diego Broadway Theater League. They're sponsoring it, and they asked, would we come? That's how we happen to be here.
Well, San Diego certainly is thrilled to have you here, Carol Channing, and I know that you are thrilled to be in San Diego.
Oh, I am. I'm just delighted. Gower Champion is, and Marge. Marge is here. She's here tonight. That's Marge right there in the turquoise. I can't help it. I'm so grateful to her. She's probably younger than I am, but she's my mommy.
Well, welcome to San Diego. We certainly are very appreciative of the fact that you were able to bring Hello, Dolly here.
Oh, thank you, Harold Keene. Nice to see you. Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. That was Carol Channing talking to Harold King. I can't remember whether Carol Channing actually did open Hello, Dolly in London. I have a feeling that she didn't. It might have been Mary Martin, but I'm really scratching the recesses of my brain there, so don't pay too much attention to me. But I hope you enjoyed that little story there this week from Carol Channing. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio. Time now for some Ricky Nelson.
Lucky star, shine on me. Lucky star, don't you see? I need your light shining bright to win her love for me tonight. Lucky star in the sky, don't let her love pass me by. No matter how near or far, won't you be my lucky star? I'm wishing on you. Ooh, I promise I'll be true. Lucky star up above, please help me win her love. Tell me what my chances are. Won't you be my lucky star? I promise I'll be true. Lucky star up above, please help me win her love. Tell me what my chances are. Won't you be my lucky star? Won't you be my lucky star?
Thank you. Every night when the moon is shining bright down in Rio de Janeiro, comes a gent with a mellow instrument and a colorful sombrero. Then he sings and the melody he brings so tenderly plays is called the Gaucho Serenade. La 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 la. Si, senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio you find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade. La 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 la. The gaucho serenade. Senor, he's a happy troubadour on a patio you'll find him. Si, senor, he will go from door to door leaving happiness behind him. All the sweet senoritas hurry out to join the parade and hear the gaucho serenade. The gaucho serenade.
Gaucho Serenade from 1940 from Dick Tartan. Before that, Lucky Star from 1961 and Ricky Nelson. Dick Tartan was supposedly the Canadian Bing Crosby because apparently he sounded like him, but I didn't see that much of a similarity there, quite frankly. I mean, certainly perfectly pleasant, as indeed was Bing. But Bing Crosby's voice went through several changes during the course of his career, as I guess most singers' voices do. But I couldn't really get a connection there between Dick Todd. I think he's perfectly acceptable and rather splendid on his own. Well, it's just me. Let's see, how about something now from Groucho Marx?
At last we are to meet him, the famous Captain Spaulding. From climates hot and scalding, the captain has arrived.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Tita, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in Africa...
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived in
Africa... Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray!
The first day I arrived... Hooray for Captain... Fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray!
Groucho Marx there, and Hooray for Captain Spaulding. And I think that came from the Animal Crackers movie, if memory serves me correctly. That was a lot of fun, anyway. And you're listening to me, RB. We're just about at the end of our first hour. In fact, when we play our next tune, we will be. And then we'll be having a little bit of posh. And it is just a little bit of posh this week, although it's a nice bit of posh. So do please stick around. To take us there, here's Sam Donahue and his orchestra. Supplying the vocals. vocals there, Sam Donahue and his orchestra with Stairway to the Stars from 1939. You're listening to Beagle at Night here on Angel Radio on FM 98.6 in Havant, Portsmouth and various towns and villages in the area. You can also hear us on some DAB multiplexes and of course on the World Wide Web, and for details of how to listen on the World Wide Web and current DAB multiplexes, go to the website angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and I heard this, actually I should probably give full credit to the Spectator, who I think it was Charles Moore who was mentioning the fact that he couldn't find a good substitute for Radio 3, and somebody wrote in and said you should try Radio Swiss Classics, and I thought, I'll give that a go, and I did, and it's really rather good. And they played this next piece, which I'm going to play for you right now. It's called Souvenir de Paganini, and it is played by Vladimir Ashkenazy. Rather pretty, wasn't it? Vladimir Ashkenazy, Souvenir de Paganini, a little bit of Posh for this week, sort of via Radio Swiss Classics, The Spectator and Charles Moore. Something like that. We'll have another bit of posh around about the same time next week. Right now, not one, but two from Ray Conniff Singers.
You are heaven to me.
musical staff. That was, of course, Ray Conniff and his orchestra and his chorus. Started off with Blue Hawaii, and then we had It's Wonderful. I like Ray Conniff. I have a friend who every Christmas puts on his Ray Conniff Christmas album, and he always claims that until he puts that album on, it's not Christmas. Vilio, if you're listening, I know exactly what you mean. Where are we now? Well, it's time for our day and night sequence. This is where we have a couple of songs from Doris Day, and we call it day at night because it's Doris Day at night. Want to make it far more complicated than it actually is, but I can't. So here she is, the great Double D.
Choo-choo train, chug-chugging at the station. Choo-choo train, conductor, pull the car. Choo-choo train, you know our destination. Choo-choo-poo, choo-choo-poo, all aboard. Choo-choo train, chug-chugging out by Jiminy. Engineer, toot-toot, your toot-a-toot. Smoky smoke, puff-puffing up the chimney. Choo-choo-poo, choo-choo-poo, we're en route. Porter, fix the room, and Porter, bring the ice. Porter, get a broom, sweep out the shoes and rice. Porter, thanks a lot, you've been so very nice. Porter, tell you what, here's a quarter. Shoo-shoo, Porter. Choo-choo train, please pardon us for hiding. I'll explain in case you didn't guess. Choo-choo train, it's heaven to be riding. Choo-choo-poo, choo-choo-poo, the honeymoon express. Chugging at the station. Choo-choo train, conductor, pull the car. Choo-choo train, you know our destination. Choo-choo-poo, choo-choo-poo, all aboard. Choo-choo train, please pardon us for hiding. I'll explain in case you didn't guess. Choo-choo train, it's heaven to be riding. Choo-choo-poo, choo-choo-poo, choo-choo. The Honeymoon Express.
Anyone can fall. Touch a star, any star. Beggars can be choosers, winners though they're losers. Anyone can fall in love. Young or old, the rule applies. Young or old, when the right one meets your eye, you'll be so. 9 or 97, you've a right to heaven. Anyone can fall in love. Suddenly the bells are ringing. Suddenly the world seems new. Once your heart starts singing the way that mine did when I looked at you. Anyone can fall in love. Anyone, anyone can touch a star. Any star. When my arms enfold you, you can say I told you. Anyone can fall in and say I told you anyone can fall in love. What a thrill you are, what a sight to see, something the eyes of mortals have no right to see. Am I on the earth or in the sky, lost in loveliness? Am I? As I look at you, I forget myself. I could go mad about you if I let myself. Should I let myself or pass you by? In loveliness, am I? I know I'm reaching for a star. What's more, I know how dangerous you are. If I were wise, I'd close my eyes or walk away and worship from afar in the lonely night. You would haunt my heart and I would pray that someday you would want my heart. And I'd have to live my whole life through, lost in loveliness and lost in love for you.
Brad in Chicago, who many moons ago suggested that we do Day at Night, and we thank him for it. Such a lovely part of the program. Doris Day, three songs there. Love, Lost in Loveliness with Leith Stevens and his orchestra. In the middle, we had Anyone Can Fall in Love, and we started off with Choo Choo Chain, Ch-ch-foo, and that was with Paul Weston and his orchestra. Doesn't sound nearly as good when I say it. I said choo-choo train, ch-ch-foo. Much better when Doris Day sings it. We'll have some more songs from Doris Day around about the same time next week. Okay, time to check up on the time as far as the year is concerned. What are we going to do this time?
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1939.
piggy kiss, and I said, oh, piggy miss, let's piggy wiggy 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 woo. Piggy woo, piggy woo, piggy woo, let's
piggy wiggy 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 woo.
I'm the farmer in the dale, know the case so well that I always stand on guard. No one on my farm can do them any harm. They're the cutest piggies in the whole barnyard.
I'm a bad little piggy, and I'm jealous each time they bill and coo. All the other piggies cheer. As for me, I sneer. They never let me piggy wiggy woo.
Piggy woo,
piggy woo,
piggy woo. We never let a piggy wiggy woo.
Now the bad little piggy was a scoundrel, a fellow and through and through.
Once he tried to steal a kiss, but I squealed and told him this, I'll never piggy-wiggy-woo with you.
Piggy-woo,
my God,
piggy-woo,
my God,
she'll never
piggy-wiggy-woo
with you.
I'm the farmer in the dale, know the case so well that I ran to her pell-mell. Threw the villain out, then began to shout, "Dirt, if I don't believe you're out to steal our nail." So the next day I shipped him to the market, and I kept the other two.
And the bill and piggy's gone, and we still continue on. So it's a piggy wiggy 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 woo. Piggy woo,
my God,
piggy woo,
my God,
we piggy piggy wiggy wiggy woo.
Well, that was Horace Hyde and his Musical Nights, and the singing there came from Art Carney, a well-known American actor and comedian. He actually received an Academy Award and a Golden Globe Award, as well as 6 Primetime Emmy Awards. A very famous man indeed. And singing there with Horace Hyde and his orchestra back into the 30s and the 40s. And he had a very popular show as well with Pot O' Gold, the first big money giveaway show in 1939 to 1941. So it's nice to hear Art Carney. We have comedy coming up in just about 6.5 minutes' time. I'm not sure how long it's going to go on. I only have one bit of comedy this week, and it lasts 26 minutes, and I'm not going to play all 26 minutes of that, I promise, but I'm just not quite sure exactly how much I'm going to play. I will tell you that it's Tony Hancock, so it's definitely worth listening to. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Right now, well, here's something to remember.
Leaving me, and I will try to face the world alone. What will be, but time cannot erase the love we've known. Let me but have a token through which your love is spoken. You are leaving, but it will say you're my own. Oh, give me something to remember you by.
was Libby Holman and Something to Remember You By. Okay, we're going to have something from Mantovani right now, and after that we will have comedy from Tony Hancock.
Midnight in Paris, chérie. Hearts are young, love is free. Won't you share it with me? Toujours l'amour. Though hearts are in danger at midnight in Paris, chérie. What's to be is to be. Won't you share love with me?
Mantovani and Midnight in Paris. Time now for comedy, and as I say, I've just got one piece of comedy for you this week. I'm not quite sure exactly how long I'm going to let it last. We'll see what happens. Anyway, here's Tony Hancock and the rest of the gang, I suspect, with the publicity... Sorry, let me start that again. With the publicity photograph.
Morning, Miss Pugh. We have a pile of fan mail to answer, I believe.
Two.
Oh.
Both asking for signed photographs. One from America.
Oh, me famous spread to the colonies. Wonder how the settlers are getting on out there. Yes, it's a tough life with those Indians and the herds of marauding bison knocking the towns down. Terrible. You'd better send them me Englishman Poe's. Keep them in touch with home. They must be rather provincial being so far away from everything.
Right. The other one's from a girls' hostel in Wigan.
Girls in Wigan, yes. Probably want a bit of glamour in their lives. Send them the great lover. The black patch over the eye with the yachting cap on. That's the one with the distinguished grey hair at the sides.
Self-raising flower, wasn't it?
How dare you? There's some very sexy stuff amongst that lot. This one here in the leather jacket and the flying goggles, standing on the wings of me tiger moth. Look at that devil-may-care smile. Sardonic is more the word. The mouth turned up at one corner.
It looks as if you've got toothache. It's corny. You're old-fashioned. Women don't go for this sort of thing.
Oh, yes, they do. My mother used to climb up the wall looking at Francis X. Bushman. In exactly the same get-ups. I copied them from him.
You live in another world, don't you? Get up to date. Get some modern style photos taken. Take a few pointers from the current heartthrobs.
I've seen, Basil Rathbone, George Raft, Tom Mix, all my contemporaries. I know what's going on. I've got my finger on the pulse of the nation. Don't you worry.
Oh, isn't it pathetic? Tom Mix, Basil Rathbone. The young girls of today don't know them. Fashions have changed. You've got to look scruffy these days.
There's nothing wrong with these photographs. I've sent thousands out to my fans and I have not received one complaint.
You've received a complaint from everyone.
Only because I didn't put a stamp on the envelopes. It had nothing to do with the photos. I'm quite happy with them. They all show me off to my best advantage.
Hiya, Tub. Coming down the cafe for a cup of tea?
No, I'm not. I'm busy.
Always busy, aren't you? Wish I had something to do. Still, I wouldn't know how to do it. No, it's just as well, really. Hey, photographs. These are you, Tub?
Yes, they are.
I like photographs. You don't have to think about them. You just look at them. I always think they spoil photographs when they put all those words and writing underneath them.
Must be very puzzling for you.
I think photographs should be I always think they spoil photographs when they put all those words and writing underneath them.
Quite.
One picture's worth 1,000 words.
Yes, quite.
I shouldn't think it's necessary to have words under them.
No, quite.
I had me photo taken once.
I bet they'd had to put words under that.
Yeah, they did. Wanted, £5 reward. Answers to the name of Billy or Ratbag. Will the finder please return to Mrs. Kerr, 34, the Sheds, Wagga.
Poor little boy, he got lost. How old were you?
27.
I'll bet you had an exciting childhood. You ought to have done. It's lasted long enough. Now go and sit down and be quiet and I'll give you a chocolate biscuit.
Hey, aren't you going to let me have a look at your photographs?
All right. They're my fan photographs. They were taken by the best photographer in London, Duffelcoat Charlie, Horse Guards Parade.
A street photographer?
No, people as well. He's very much in vogue at the moment. Everybody's going to him. Society and royalty are flocking, they are. He's known as the Anigoni of the flash powder. Prince Satana, postcards, ninepence.
Horse Guards Parade. Where's his studio and his dark room?
He hasn't got one.
Well, where does he do his developing, then?
He borrows a guardsman's busby and does it under that. Doesn't matter how he does them, it's the finished product that counts.
And what good have they done you? They haven't got you any work, have they?
Not yet, I grant you.
And they never will. Producers, look at those. They think they must have been taken 30 years ago and you're probably getting on for 80 by now.
Then why haven't they offered me any old men parts? No, that theory won't hold any water, me proud beauty.
Hey, look, let's face it, Tub, you do look a bit of an idiot in those photos. They probably think it's a gag. Get some new ones taken. Can't do any harm.
Well, you might even find you're in great demand once they get around the agencies.
All right, I'll try your way. I'll have some new photos done. But I'm not having the guitar. It's a waste of time trying the rock and roll approach. These days, if you're over 12, you've had it. Ring up the photographer and make an appointment. I don't know how I'm going to tell Duffelcoat Charlie. He gets very annoyed if you go elsewhere. Still, c'est la vie, comme ci, comme ça.
What does that mean?
Don't be nosy. So you really think my old fan photos have been holding me back, Sid?
Of course they have. I've been telling you that for years. I mean, I'm a good agent, but even I've had trouble getting you work. All because of those photographs. That Valentino one, diabolical it is.
My chic pose? That's my favourite.
Yeah. When I started showing around, they thought I was collecting money for Arab refugees.
You sure the place we're going to is all right?
All right. This geezer is the best theatrical photographer in London. I send all my clients to him. He charges 50 nicker a sitting.
£50 for one photograph? I want it in postcard size, not Cinerama. £50? They made my last film for less than that.
But it's worth every penny, Sam. It's worth every penny. This boy is fabulous. He does beautiful retouch jobs. He'll make you look like $1 million. He'll take them wrinkles out, get rid of the crow's feet under your eyes, Pin your ears back. Cover up some of that loose stuff around your neck. Straighten the nose out a bit. Put the eyes further apart.
What an attractive picture you paint of me.
I'm having no retouching done on my photographs. I face the world as I am.
Well, we'll see what he says anyway. He might have some ideas when he sees you. He's never been defeated yet. This is it. Hilary St. Clair.
Oh, my word. I bet he's all corduroys and blow waves.
Shut up. Get inside.
No, no, no. Don't move. I stay just where you are. The light catches you perfectly.
Who, me?
Oh, what a vision of sheer heaven. Well, please don't move. I must take you. It's pure poetry of line and composition.
Get away.
Just tilt the head so that the sunlight just dances on your hair.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah. Yes, yes. I shall call it in juxtaposition.
No, 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 no. What about textures?
Yes, yes. It's even better.
I'm getting out of here.
Got it. Oh, thank you so much. That's going to be very, very sheesh. If that doesn't get first prize at this year's salon, I shall be quite overcome. Now, what can I do for you?
Hello, Hilary.
No, Sydney, dear boy. It's you. It's such a long time since you've been right to see me, you naughty boy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Hilary. You know how it is. Lots of work.
No, I know how terribly tedious it must be. I know, I'm the same. It's absolutely months since I'd been to the Albert Hall.
Yeah, and me.
He's talking about music, not all in wrestling.
Yeah, well, look, Hilary, I got a customer here for you.
And of course, this is the puppet I've just photographed.
I am not a puppet.
Just a manner of speaking. I mean, we artists, you know, who must allow us a few extravagances.
All right, then, but just watch it, eh?
Oh. Rather peculiar friends you have, Sydney. Most quaint.
Yeah, well, don't start a punch-up, Hilary. I want you to take some snaps.
Snaps, Sydney? I don't take snaps. I paint with light.
Oh, swipe me, paints with light.
Paints with light.
How very, very Julian Slade.
I don't think I like your friend, Sydney. I wish I hadn't snapped it. I mean, photographed it. I think I should open the camera and let the light in.
Now, calm down, Hilary. All we want is a set of publicity photos. I want you to get the best out of him.
Oh, let's have a look at him. I say you. Stand under my arc lights. Turn around.
Ugh, heaven.
Well, I think what happened is a lot of shadow. There's such a lot to hide, isn't there?
I'll slush him, Sid, so help me, I will slush him. One more remark and I'll wrap that enlarger around his neck. I haven't been insulted like this since I went to the Turkish bath.
All right, Hilary, take no notice. Just do the best you can, boy.
Oh, let's see now. Undo your shirt to the waist.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what a pity. No hairs on the chest. Never mind. I can scratch some in on the negative.
You are not scratching any hairs in on my negative. I'm not the hairy type. I'm more the smooth-skinned Lex Barker type.
If Hilary says you've got to have hairs, you're going to have hairs. He knows what's best.
Well, what sort of legs have you got?
Well, I think we'll call a halt to it there, shall we? Who was in there? Well, there was Tony Hancock, of course, Sid James, Bill Kerr, Kenneth Williams, and Hattie Jakes. And that's the comedy for this week. Time now for something from the Drifters.
Sweet summer.
And sweets for my sweet. I hope you enjoyed the comedy. It was rather good. I remember Tony Hancock when I was a kid, and I used to think he was one of the funniest people going, and I still do. Great talent, unfortunately taken from us far too soon. All right, I think it's time for a little bit of an Engelbert right now.
I wonder, should I go or should I stay? The band had only one more song to play. And then I saw you at the corner of my eye. A little girl alone and so shy. I had the last waltz with you. Going strong through the good and bad, we get along, and then the flame of love died in your eyes. My heart was broken too when you said goodbye. Should last forever.
say, just my tears and the orchestra playing. La 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 la. I had the last waltz with you.
Actually sung that song. It has to be thousands, right? The Last Waltz from Engelbert Humperdinck. I mean, that came out in, what, 1967? So that's, what, 47 years? Yeah. It's a lot, whatever. Anyway, Engelbert Humperdinck and the Last Waltz here on Angel Radio. A couple more to go here on Bigly at Night, including this one. It's an old favourite from Anita Alday.
Do do da day, do da do da day. I was dancing with my sweetheart to the tenor she was. When an old friend I happened to see, I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee was. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling on the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz. Dancing with my sweetheart to the tenor she was, when an old friend I happened to see, I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee Waltz. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling on the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee.
Sugar in Salt Lake City. Oh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down in New Orleans and never gone nowhere. A man with sweet talk from Kansas City. His words were sweet like wine. He gave her diamonds and limousines and stole that gal of mine. When night comes creeping, for me there ain't no sleeping. What she sowed, she'll be reaping. For she done me wrong. I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I heard the news. She left me deep in my solitude with the Salt Lake City blues. Salt Lake City is renowned for its beauty. The snow-capped Wasatch Mountains are nearby. In 1929, the factory output was $43 million. The wholesale trade proper amounted to $71,510,573. Retail trade, $92 million. There's salt beds and farmland producing principally alfalfa, grain, sugar beets, and vegetables in the vicinity. But as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if I ever set foot there again in Salt Lake City. That town is a nemesis to me. Man, I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I heard the news. She left me deep in my solitude with those blues.
And I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City, and before that Anita O'Day with the Tennessee Waltz. Two to go if I'm quick, so let's be quick.
My mother said when first I wore a long black skirt and blouses to always keep my eye on any thing that's wearing trousers. They're always running after tricky little girls like me. But if one starts to chase me, I shall show my dignity. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out to see if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. One night I found a man upstairs beneath my bed, how funny. But when I pulled him out, I found was but a tailor's dummy. And oh, it did upset me, girls. I screamed out in alarm. Would I let it stop there all night, 'cause it couldn't do no harm. For my mother said, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out, see if there's a man about. I always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet. What a life, what a life, full of disappointment. The girl next door had burglars in beneath her bed one time. She caught him and reformed him. In a fortnight they were married. If there's a young man here tonight who fancies I'm all right, I'd leave our door wide open if he'll rob our house tonight. For my mother's sake, always look under the bed before you blow the candle out. See if there's a man about in your eyes. Always do. You can make a bet, but it's never been my luck to find a man there yet.
Well, there go Nellie Wallace and Under the Bed, and that's just about it from me and this edition of the program. I'll be back next week, and I leave you with the Andrews Sisters. Keep well from me, Ivy. Ta-da.
You'll bring roses out of the snow.